Sounded like you said he was coming in from Ontario. KB8RVP. Hey, there's Mike. Copy that. Right across from Port Huron. I was up that way a couple years ago. My wife and I went to Niagara Falls from Michigan. Just wanted to say good morning again. Name here is Mike, KB8RVP. I'll be clear and listening. I'm in Fenton, Michigan. Fenton, Michigan. I'm on the 14678 repeater linked into this one here.
Well, good talking to you, Mike. I just got this program, and I got 28 different repeaters on it, so I'm trying to figure out. I got a Yankee. I'm trying to figure out which direction to point my Yankee.
Well, the Lapeer repeater's on 14662, I believe it is. And that would be directly east of you. Let's see, Lapeer's 14662, and the tone is 100. don't know if that's the one you're going into or not.
Well, my sister just pointed the house around so that it's clean. Hopefully, the repeater will click. And I appreciate you coming back to me there for sure. Roger.
Yeah, sorry. You're east of the repeater. So it'd be due west of you. Heading into Michigan there. But, alright. I'm just getting ready to start my work day. I work from home. Like the other gentleman said, you're kind of in and out at times. But other times you're pretty easy to copy. But you did drop the repeater a couple times there. Yeah, you're east of the Lapeer repeater. Lapeer's pretty much west of the thumb there, west of Port Huron, maybe just a hair southwest. But yeah, we might have a little bit of a band opening, or it might just be your proximity of the repeater. See if you can bring it up again. Have a good day. I'll listen out for your final, 73 KB8RBP.
Okay, thank you, Mike. LDF Mobile.
K8LDF, KB8RBP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I got a late start. I guess I didn't realize what time it was. I went and, oh, I got plenty of time. Grabbed the dog, put the leash on her. Took her for a walk. Well, it's a nice morning, you know. Just to do, get home, look at the clock. Oh, no!
We had a gentleman coming in from Canada doing a radio check on his new antenna. Coming in pretty good. He was over there, just over the border from Port Huron. Sounded like he was going into the Lapeer repeater. Yep. Time will catch up with you. I was just looking at the 10-day forecast. Looks like Sunday and Monday we got 90-degree weather coming. So I think summer's here. It was pretty warm yesterday.
Huh, didn't get the weather that we had done.
Yep, just getting my breakfast ready. I just got off the treadmill, did my stretches, and getting my cereal ready. Yeah, we went down to Son's house, saw the grandkids. Taylor and I and Patty went and saw the new Mission Impossible movie. And it was right around 79-80 while we were out for a walk with the grandkids yesterday.
Wow. No, we didn't get anything like that. It was super windy. And the temperature was only about 75 degrees all day. And from the time I got up in the morning, around 7 o'clock, it was already pretty breezy out. About 15 mile an hour gusts. Man, it was very, very overcast. It looked pretty, pretty gloomy. Up until, I'm going to say probably around 5 o'clock, it started to change. The wind was dying down, and the sky was opening up to where it was, you could see blue, and it wasn't hazy. But pretty much all day was bright and hazy.
Just leaving a little bit of a break. Casey might be zeroing in on the repeater location. See if he wanted to try it again. Yeah, it was nice sunshine, blue sky. Air quality was really nice. And we didn't have the wind or anything, but when I used to drive from Fenton up to next year in Saginaw, the weather patterns could be huge difference. Might be raining there and sunny here, or vice versa. Just in that 50-mile drive every day. That was a pretty good drive on Saturday, going up to the swap and back. I met up with another guy I got just before Burt's Run, another guy in a Focus ST. He waved at me and I waved at him, and we cruised along for a while until you lose a lane there just before you get down by 475 in Genesee County. That's one cool thing with a lot of the people with either the Fiesta ST or the Focus ST. Everybody waves when you pass them. And there's a Facebook page. Usually people will post, "Hey, I saw you on the highway. Where are you from? Or are you on here?" People will give you a thumbs up. It's kind of a cool... I think people that have Jeeps do the same thing. I know motorcycle riders, you know that. Most people will wave at you unless you're on a Japanese bike and they're on a Harley. They might lift a finger to give you a little nod. KV8RVP.
Oh, pretty much everyone I always see, they give you the two fingers down, you know. Keep the tires on the road. I haven't seen too many people that didn't respond back, you know. You know, sometimes you can be in a bad predicament. That's all you can do is nod because you got going on clutch control and brake. So today looks like it's going to be a nice day. There's some clouds, but the sun's out. I bet you had a good drive up coming up to Midland for the swap. Didn't take it too long. I worked on my dipole antenna. It's made out of aluminum, the elements. Ended up working on that yesterday. Darn thing, it slid down the pole, the U-bolt had loosened up and worked its way down the mast. Probably from all the wind, because man, it was really taking a whipping, just a twisting and turning, you know. It'd be nice if we didn't have that wind. Just about every day is windy. Well, I should probably let you go because you're going to have to log on and sign on pretty soon for your workload. Just glanced at the clock. I'm almost to work anyways. Been getting green lights on all my traffic stops here. The traffic lights. KB8RVP, KAALDF Mobile Bay City now.
KD8IWS Mobile, northbound I-75 at Birch Run.
Good morning. I just made that trip on Saturday, went up to the Midland swap with Chris, who's on here chatting away. Yeah, I got to get ready for work, guys. Nice hearing you out there. KD8IWS from KD8RVP. I'll listen out for your final.
KD8RVP, KD8IWS. Hello, Mike. Good to hear you out there. I'm probably cutting in and out. I might be able to get on the link system, but I know you're about ready to punch in. I'm just headed northbound. But I'd say hi while I was on the way up north. Go ahead. That sounds like it got to the end of my rope there, Mike. We'll catch you later. KV8IWS Mobile, southbound I-75.
Yep, you were making the repeater, no problem. 73, KV8RVP.
Have a good day there, KD8IWS. This is KA8LDF. Just arriving my place of work. Parked the vehicle and going and punching. Have a great day. KD8IWS, KA8LDF, Bay City.
Yeah, very good. You have a good day at work. Appreciate you coming back. Yeah, I can't tell if I'm cutting in and out, but 73, have a good day. I'll catch you on the flip side. KD8IWS, clear and listening.
You're making the repeater
quite well.
Through the
and doing real good.
The
have a good day, and thank you for the good wishes at work. Good evening. Mondays are always rough. KD8IWS. KA8LDF. Clear the repeater. 73s.
Yeah, Chris is up in. Make sure I got it. Yeah, Chris is up in Bay City. The Bay City repeater is now linked in on the 7-8, and so is the Saginaw. So you can take them for quite a ways. KD8RV.
Yeah, real good, Mike. Thanks for the info. It's a good day. We got partly cloudy skies up here, about 68 degrees. 7-3, catch you later. By the way, I went past the street the other day, looked to see if I could still see your tower. I'm pretty sure that was your tower I could see from North Road. All right, 7-3, KD8IWS Mobile.
W8FQ.
KD8IWS Mobile.
IWS Mobile. Good morning. How are you? Where you at? My name is Sean, and I am in... well, I'm crossing from Warren to Sterling Heights.
Good morning, Sean. I'm northbound I-75. Just crossing Bridgeport. Headed up towards Gaylord today. Skies are, I don't know, I call it... I'll call it partly sunny. How's that? You got more blue than clouds. Curse the name here. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Kurt. I don't know that we got any blue poking through down here. Hazy and looks cloudy. So I don't know. Maybe that's blue. I can't really tell. The sun is masked pretty well, so I'm thinking it's more cloudy down here than it is partly. But it doesn't look like rain. Maybe. I don't know. I smell the smoke, so I'm guessing that's our friends to the north. So what you got in Gaylord? You got property up there? You got business up there? I'm just heading to work here, working at Mount Clemens, where coincidentally this repeater is, and that I'm on. And, so I'll be heading toward it this morning. All on my agenda for the next half hour is get to work and find a coffee.
KD8IWS Mobile. Yeah, I'm actually heading up to, I'll go almost to Gaylord, then I go west about 30 minutes, going over to a cabin there. Got a shipping container being brought in today, and so I'm going up to kind of help my son. He's there now, so I'm going to go up and give an extra hand, a couple extra eyes as they bring it in and set it. But, yeah, we got great road conditions, hardly any traffic. You know, once I get away from Flint, I'm pretty good. Headed in just on the south side of Saginaw at the moment, going into the N8ERL repeater here in Saginaw. So, yeah, good signal on you. I was over Lake St. Clair yesterday. Took a ride over there and then went over to Auburn Hills to my grandson's travel team baseball game. So I've been running a few miles lately. So where do you work?
We had to wait for our repeater to do its top of the hour announcement. And so a shipping container, are you going to use that as storage or you got stuff in it? I'm not prying, but I know a lot of people will use the shipping containers as like storage, particularly like, you know, you got a cabin or a property up north. So that's cool. It's not important if you don't, you know, if it's, that's not, it is serious. And I'm, I work for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department, civilian employee though. I mean, I do all the radio communications. So I'm on my way into that gig. It's on the campus there with the sheriff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Well, it's about a 10,000-pound ordeal, so it's not easily moved. And you can always use a little extra space, if you know what I mean. So, you know, they sell them they're a couple of different ways. Some are like new. They call them used one time. And then others are used many times and might have big dents or pretty rough floor in them. But I picked up a used one time, 40 foot by 9 foot 6 tall. So it will meet our needs just fine. And pretty bulletproof. You know, you mentioned coffee and maybe a donut. There's a place up in Flint on Bristol Road, not too far from the truck and bus plant, that's called Donna's Donuts. And when I head north by myself early in the morning, that is one of my stops. I get an apple fritter. In fact, today I got two and then picked up some extra donuts for my son's family. Go ahead, son. KD8 IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Yeah, there you go. I kind of got to stay away from donuts, especially apple fritters. My sugar is, I mostly keep it under control, but I noticed it's been creeping up here the last week or two. I have been paying less attention, so I got to get back on the bandwagon, but something like an apple fritter is something I can only, maybe if somebody else got one and I could take one little, you know, one of the little bulbs that pop off of it, you know, I could maybe cheat and do that, but I got to stay away. There used to be a place, and speaking of St. Clair Shores, there was a place usually right there at 11 Mile and I think it was, yeah, 11 and Harper. What was the name of that place? But they had some of the best donuts ever. Oh, my God, they were good. But they closed. They did some construction on the road, and they closed it down, and now it's a ramen place or a pokey fish place. I don't know. It's something. I can't remember what. So, some Asian type joint or something, I think. So the donuts are gone. don't know where I go for a donut these days. Not that I pretty much go for donuts anymore. My wife likes one very specific donut. She still eats them, but she likes the Boston creams. And so I will occasionally stop and get myself a 12-grain bagel from Tim Hortons, the ones that have them. Love those. And get her Boston cream. But luckily for me, I don't have a terrible sweet tooth, so I knock on wood, I got lucky on that department. Because if you had diabetes and a sweet tooth, oh, holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a, that would not be a good combination. And, well, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this at all. But I can't hardly resist if it's an early morning run and I'm by myself. I just went over the Zewaukee Bridge and I only saw one boat on the river fishing, looking eastbound. I couldn't quite see down the westbound side of the river, but I usually keep an eye on that. We fish the river up here every now and then. And so I usually like to get a good look. The other thing I like to do when I go over to Zewaukee is call back to the Flint repeater. And that's always fun. I always make my announcement, KD8IWS, northbound I-75 at the Zewaukee Bridge. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, for all the jokes that are told about, you know, when I think of the town of Zewaukee, you know, I ended it with, I think of fear. I do not like bridges, and I do not like going over that one. I mean, I do it, but, it just creeps me out. So, luckily, the EVDBs don't get too bad. I'm coming off of it by the time they really set in. The long bridges are the ones that really get me because, you know, it's like, when will it end? Because there's a certain amount of time I can get out on a bridge before it hits. And then when it hits, most bridges, you're coming off, you know, so it's not terrible. But so you get on a, you know, get a Big Mac or something like that, it's like, But, you know, having done that, I've sucked it up and been across the Big Mac on a motorcycle. So, you know, if I got to do it, got to do it. Suck it up, buttercup. I hate bridges. Anyhow.
So did I hear you say you rode a motorcycle across the Mackinac Bridge? Because I did a Harley Super Glide in a tremendous rain and windstorm one year. My goodness, I want to hear your story.
Well, a group of us decided, this would have been about 85, I think, that we were going to circle the lake on our bikes, go to Milwaukee, the plant, and all that good stuff. I had a brand new electric light. I had just wrecked my other one, T-Bones. And, you know, and I just recovered from that and went up and bought a brand Skippy new electric light. And we were coming all the way around. We were coming across the UP, and when we got there, it didn't even occur to me. I was like, well, what do you do now? I'm up there, and home is, if I had time, I wanted to get home. We had been on the road for a while, and so I had to suck it up. There wasn't any rain, and it was daylight. There was a pretty good crosswind, which there almost always is, but, and I remember, we were leaning at quite an angle to counter the wind, and I remember those grates, you know, you could look straight down the fruit, and I'm like, oh my God. It's, but I just white-knuckled it, man, and you know, what else am I going to do? Can't drive all the way back to Wisconsin and down and around, so knuckle it up and go for it. But we had a crosswind, but it was nice and sunny and no rain or anything. I got to imagine in a in a rainstorm, it's got to be just a nightmare.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, the grates. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, but yeah, my son had a night train at the time, and so I rented a Super Glide. I've ridden motorcycles most of my life, but mainly off-road, dirt bikes, etc. And so we went up the west side of the state. We went straight across from Fenton over towards Holland, and then we took the northern shoreline route all the way up through the Tunnel of Trees, then we cut across once we got above that, cut across, and we're headed towards the bridge, and my son would usually lead. He was in the back, or I was in the back, he was in the front, but he'd gotten ahead of me several car lengths, and so I saw the storm coming across from the west. Dark clouds, you could see the rain, and I wanted to get his attention, but I couldn't catch him. I wanted to get off at Mackinac. I did not want to do that, go over that bridge in a wind and rainstorm, but obviously I didn't get to him, and away he went up the bridge, so you know the rest. Yep, knuckle it, and any place there isn't a wind pillow, and there's a gap, and then you get hit with the wind, and then you lean into the wind, and then you get to another pillow. Probably bringing back memories.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm glad I did it, you know, have the experience, but it was something. It was an enjoyable trip. There were about four or five, I can't remember if there were four or five, but, we decided to do the southern route first, and, get Chicago to knock that out before we on the front end of this trip, instead of ending this trip in the greater Chicago area, and that was the way to do it, but, good stuff. Other than that, the only other real scary time I've had with bridges was, luckily it was dark, and I wasn't driving, but we were coming back from Connecticut once, and we were on almost no sleep. My coworker, we were in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, I think that was what it was called, at the Wayland factory where they do the sirens and everything, getting some training, and he got news that his daughter had some a medical issue, and so he wanted to come home. So we were going on almost like no sleep, and he wanted to leave right after the class. And so now we're driving, you know, that 10-12 hour drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And I remember all the while we're in New York or New Jersey, upstate New Jersey, there's this big sign that says Delwater Gap. This many miles, Del Water Gap, this many miles, Del Water Gap, 5 mile. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then we get there, and it's like this huge, another huge suspended bridge between a, you know, in a canyon or whatever. It's like great, so you'll cross that. And then all through Pennsylvania, it's just guardrails inside the mountains. And I'm almost glad it was dark and I couldn't see, because I was just, you know, just white knuckle for hours.
Wow, you've had some real experiences on bikes. Man, that's pretty cool. I never really spent that much time on the road with bikes, but my brother-in-law at the time lived out in Arizona, and he'd been shopping for Harleys. He ended up buying one from Harley Davidson store in Ann Arbor when they were located in Ann Arbor. They've since moved to the Brighton area, but he had bought a bike, and his dream was to always run Route 66. Have you ever done that, Sean? Have you ever or ever wanted to run Route 66 from Chicago up to California?
You know, it was kind of a bucket list thing for the longest time. Then my son works for the post office, and he's a plant maintenance, and he has to go to Norman, Oklahoma frequently, a couple times a year at least, for training. They bring them on the machines that they have to fix. And so I had to go out there, pick him up once. He got in an accident out there, and he had all his tools out there and everything, so it was just easier to go pick him up. And I got off, I did a little bit of it then. That was just recently, within the last, 5 years anyhow. And so it was the first time I'd ever actually been on it in any meaningful sense. And not long, you know, not a great deal of it, but I've always wanted to do the whole darn thing. It's kind of a bucket list thing. Motorcycle in particular would be good. But I haven't been riding in a number of years, so... you know, I'd have to get out there and get my acumen back. Last time I was out on one, in any great sense. Well, I mean, about 5 years ago and before that, I was back out on it pretty good. But I noticed that, you know, my skills are not as honed as they once were when I was, an avid rider. But, yes, 66, definite bucket list item. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we have family in Mesa, Arizona. So, in fact, I was just out there not too long ago, earlier in the spring, and my wife and I drove out, and it's a long drive. But I still get a kick on Route 66, and yeah, I'm familiar with that area where your son was. Oklahoma, there's a nice stretch of it that runs alongside of that highway out there. But, you know, I actually was given a set of maps specifically for Route 66, and it tells you all the sections that are drivable and those where bridges are no longer, the road ends. So it's kind of cool. I mean, they have the, you know, companies actually make the maps and keep them updated so that if you wanted to try Route 66, you know, you can run a good portion of it. But, yeah, very good. Wow, this has been great. How close are you to work?
I was just going to say I'm going to probably make this my last because I'm coming in here. I got to go through the Starbucks here, and then I'm about a half mile from work. So but I'm going to run into the Starbucks here and get myself a drink. But it's been a pleasure. Enjoyed the talk, and I get out here every now and again. I'm on UHF most of the time, the MI-5 or MI-1 Central Michigan UHF repeaters. But I'm there more often than I am here. But I like to get out here because we recently worked on this repeater and want to just make sure it's, you know, pick up the electrons, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys have done a great job on this system. I get into the Petoskey link system, and it's an easy shot from the cabin to Petoskey. So, yep, I like it. I'm thankful for what you guys do. All right, Sean, you have a great day, and nice talking with you. We'll meet up again, 7-3, and we'll catch you later. This is KD8 IWS Mobile, northbound I-75. Clear with you, Sean. Have a great day.
Sorry about that. I was talking with the barista here at Starbucks. So, all right, you travel safe, and good luck with that container. Hopefully it's... it's a nice one. Sounds like you got the deluxe plan there. So, and that should work out for you. Again, travel safe and good luck on your trip. We'll catch you the next time. This is WAFU.
Hello here this morning, Sean. This is KAAUHD.
Oh, Oh my goodness, Steve. I am about a half mile from work here, but good grief, where have you been?
Oh, I've been around, so I'm working and you get to play some radios and stuff. But so, yeah, what's the, how's this thing now? Anyway, that church is, they made some passkeys in the past 2 weeks, so they still have passkeys if you're interested. But how's this repeater linked up now?
Well, we replaced the repeater with a different one. We had a problem with the one that was up there. It's a Motorola MTR, and then it's got a series of Motorola MTR receivers now that are voted digitally, if you will. They're converted to VoIP and then voted. So we've got receivers in, we got the main repeater, of course, in Mount Clemens, then there's a receiver in Warren, and then there's a receiver in Mount Clemens, of course, and then there's a receiver in Richmond. And then the whole thing is linked via All-Star to the Central Michigan MI2 network, which is three or four repeaters. If you want to see the topography, go to waamac.org. So callsign.org, and you'll see the connections and the topography.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. You say hi, and how many shots of express that you're getting this morning. And I'll check it out. Yeah, I usually, because on Thursdays, I should finally have the meetings and stuff, but so one day I have, like, back-to-back music practices. I cheat both of them. I leave one early, and I come to the other one late, so it's right, like, from 6 to 8, so I sometimes hard to plug into what's going on. But I have been the last couple of months, you know, the days or whoever's taken over as the person, so I've been doing a little correspondence there.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, they're enthusiastic and they're making progress. So it's a good thing because it was somewhat neglected for a number of years, and so it's really good to have them at the helm, kind of ushering in a new era. So I appreciate you checking in on them and offering whatever you can as they try to make the program something. Something legit. We're trying to support them with gear and equipment and things like that. We're funding some go pits for them right now, and of course the repeater repairs and stuff like that. So we told them, said, "Look, we got the toys. You guys just work on making it fun and getting the membership up and doing things. So be fun to be a part of that, right?" All right, Steve. I am in the lot here. I got to get parked and get inside, start my day. It's good hearing you. I haven't heard you in quite a while, so I thought maybe it was because I smelled or something. KUGH, I think it is. Do I got that right? I always mumble it up with you. WHFU.
Yeah, it's UHG. Pretty close. K-A-A-U-H-T, yeah. These days people have a hard time with the K-A-A-U-H-T. They always want to throw the K-E-A-T stuff in there, but very good. But real quick, do you still have those? So I've been kind of re-corresponding with, you have a new parade group people and all that. And I was talking to, when I talked to Dave about, like, this AuxCom format, and I know Paul was looking at incorporating, like, those, the cash or county radios. Are those still available? If someone, you know, made the proper application?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you have a need and it's public service, then we're here to help.
Okay, good. Yeah, because there's a new person in charge, like Craig. So I probably said, I just don't want to be on the hook for them. You know, they just make the whatever goes through their procedures. You know, good chance. And anyway, okay, very good. Thanks, Sean. Nice to hear you. And you say that you want to I can send you the stuff on the passes if you don't remember. It's the Methodist Church in Mount Clemens there. We got some, we made some UT-style passes. But they do chicken and vegetable now, which I don't quite get, but so be it. But they still have the beef and pork one. 73-KAA-UHG.
Yeah, I got the information about the play pages. All I need now is to know, like, what hours can you go there and get them, because I'm definitely going to do that. All right, thanks. I'm catching Steve. Tell me if you've got your insight.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 to 4, 10 to 3, I don't know, like midday or so, I'll send you the stuff. K-8-U-H-G.
Did you put that on the Facebook page? and make it shareable, we can all share it on our own personal pages, too. For your ICOM, what'd you say, 7300?
Yeah, I got to figure out there's a, you know, you got to do it a certain way or you get yelled at, so I got to make sure I'm in the right area to do it. So I would do that, probably put it in Slack, and I just got to make sure I got them in the right spot.
Do you have a nice Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. I dug up my sewer, my septic tank. Had to clean the line out for some reason. It was plugged. So, yeah, I worked until like 9:30 last night, but mission accomplished. Hole's still open, or not the hole, but I still got to cover it back up. Wait for a grandson to come over here and help me.
Awesome, you got it done. Doesn't matter if it's Father's Day, it's got to be done. William, great talking to you. We're still going to make a date to get over there and see your man cave and for you to do some crafts with your wifey.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. We'll just have to get her done, so we'll do that shortly. Got to open house next weekend, so we've got stuff to do for that, get ready for that. Not next weekend, yeah. Not this week, yeah, the 29th. So, yeah, well, it's here. So, whoops, 7-3, talk to you later. Enjoy your day, W-A-Y-R-C.
All right, you have a great day. Good talking to you. AEHZMW, here.
KFH-EDQ.
W1-BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima, Mobile, Monitor.
Kind of a quiet radio day, Dave. What's up? W-A-Z-D.
WS Mobile, southbound I-75.
KV8 IWS Mobile, southbound I-75.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listen. I think I heard somebody in there. You want to try it again? I think I heard somebody say the Fulton County line. Is that right? Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to clear the channel and clear the repeater. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, we'll be right.
Mobile.